the Ark.
This is URN.
I'm joined now by the current SU president, Mike Baxter. Mike, you're finding out who succeeds you tonight. Are you a little bit nervous?
To be honest, I am a little bit nervous. I'm nervous the fact that someone will come in doing my job next year and actually show people how to rule over this dominion.
We've got Eloise King back on the line now. Eloise is over at the count for us. And Eloise, what's the latest?
Basically, I've been knocked out because they're just announcing the winners to all of the candidates.
If they are listening, can they ignore my dominion comment at the start of this interview? It came out and it was a mistake.
Actually, when you said that, everyone did boo. The whole room did boo.
Are you serious?
They said, get him out.
I've got Richard Page and Marcus, who are both going for societies, and they're both playing Jenga against each other. Marcus, do you have a style in Jenga?
To win, which is not quite what I'm expecting to do tonight.
Now, I've got to say as well, you've just reset the game. Did you have a game before? And if so, who won?
I think it was a draw, actually. I don't know who quite...
You can't draw in Jenga, Richard.
Okay, well maybe it's because I lost. I'll be honest, I lost.
This is URN.
The time is 11:20. I'm Dan Binns, and this is the latest URN roundup of all tonight's SU election news. Mark Epps has been elected AU officer, and Ian Wiggins has been elected Democracy and Communications Officer. Here's Ian Wiggins with his reaction, and he's already looking forward to next year.
It's great. That was, though, like A-levels, GCSE and your driving test all run into one. I'm never doing anything like that again.
So what is, you've got the bit of paper in front of you, and then you just take the numbers from the bit of paper and put them into the computer, which then does all the counting.
It's essentially that, yeah. There's no shifting of paper anymore. It's all very much the click of a button. You've got no idea until the result comes up on the screen. So it's very dramatic.
Yeah, it must be quite hard to actually sort of see all that stuff on the screen and relate it to the real people and what the significance is.
It is really, really difficult. I mean, like I say, these are people's next years of their life, and it literally does just flash up in front of you.
And we've got to say big love as well. So the guys on the table right in front of us now, who I believe, I'm not entirely sure, but I believe have been here since we were rehearsing at 2 o'clock today.
I'd like to stress that their stack of plastic glasses is almost as big as me. It's about 5'7", 5'9".
This is such an amazing atmosphere in here now. All the chanting, everyone's got up.
So we understand the campaign candidates are being told the results outside, Ian.
They've literally just been led off now. They've just gone past the window and I've seen Christine. She obviously knows the results and she's just probably about to deliver them for right now.
So here it is then, the results for the position of President of the Student Union. Back to Christina as the supporters start to reach fever pitch.
Okay. In the election for president of the Students' Union, it was a close battle, but in the end, the winner was Dave Willey.
There it is. Let's get reaction from the ARC. And Dave Willey, the new president of the Student Union, is sat here in front of me now. Dave, how do you feel?
I'm unbelievably happy. Thanks to everyone who helped me out in the whole campaign. I'm the happiest I've ever been.
Time to get out of the utter chaos that surrounds us in the ARC here and go back to the relative tranquility of our analysis centre back at the URN studios. Jason Maud.
Thank you, Chris. Right, do you think that Ian Wiggins, who was clearly the communications candidate, do you think he was helped by the fact that he was SRS officer this year?
Well, I think that does give you a boost with the public, you know, to know he's already been voted on to the exec. But Patrick Sullivan has done such a great job around the union as well. You know, Patrick's been involved in a lot of stuff. If you're not a first year, he was the guy that thought up Refreshers Week, for example.